This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The woman held in a Sudanese prison because of her Christian faith gave birth Tuesday, and details are coming to light that she went through delivery chained to the floor in prison. In an apparent attempt to woo her from her Christian faith, a Sharia judge has delayed her execution, offering her 2 years to wean her child. Miriam Ibrahim remains defiant. One pro-life advocate criticizing the U.S. State Department says it fails to recognize a victim of the real war on women. Perfect for helping teens to distrust their parents, a new website seeks to convince particularly pregnant teens that their child is better off dead than being raised by a teen mother. The site works to tell teens that they can have an abortion without telling their parents, yet sooner or later, and often to tragic consequence, parents find out. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
In other headlines, Oklahoma abortion doctors will be required to have admitting privileges at local hospitals now that Oklahoma has followed the lead of neighboring Texas. Imposing universal safety standards on abortion clinics has led to clinic closures. And in related news, Ohio's Attorney General continues working to close Toledo's last abortion clinic over those same safety standards. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.